Welcome to Torah Imechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we're continuing in Tehillim with Mizmar 29, Chaf Tes. This Mizmar directs us to hear voices. No, you're not crazy. These voices appeared at Matan Torah, and these voices continue to appear in every element of history and nature. We will see references in this song to the past. It's about the present. And it also takes us to the future as well. We sing this every Shabbos when we put the Torah scrolls back into the Aron. And we also sing this as part of Kabbalah's Shabbos when we welcome Shabbos. Let's begin. You know the song, so feel free to sing along with my reading of the Psukim. Here we go. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Mizmar LeDavid, Havu LaShem B'nei Elim, Havu LaShem Kavod V'Oz. A song by David. Bring to Hashem, O sons of great ones, bring to Hashem honor and strength. We are addressed as sons of great ones. Who are these great ones? Rashi tells us that these great ones are the Avos, our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this pasuk sets the stage for us to feel a sense of our own greatness. After all, we are the descendants of greatness. In order to bring or give to God, we need to feel that we have what to give God, so to speak. So, O sons of greatness, bring him honor. How do we give God honor and strength? Rashi and others explain that by acknowledging God's strength, that is bringing him strength. Rabbi Hirsch explains this beautifully when he says, we should ascribe to God all that is powerful, indestructible, and eternal. The heavenly king displays his sovereignty to us in everything that is lofty and mighty. Pasuk Beis, Havu Lashem Kvod Shemo, Hishtachavu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh. Bring to Hashem the honor due to his name. Prostrate to Hashem in the beauty of his holiness. In any way that God presents himself in the world, with whatever name he uses to reveal his mastery in the world, we should attribute honor to him. We should surrender our will to his and do it with a feeling of beauty and grandeur. How do we do that? Rabbi Hirsch explains, we should eliminate anything in our lives that is not beautiful, meaning anything that will prevent us from serving Hashem. These first two psukim are directives to us. We need to actively acknowledge God's strength and presence in the world in a beautiful way and with pride. The next psukim continue with Hashem communicating to us, helping us to see his presence. His voices appear through various means, and you will notice that the name of Hashem that is used consistently in the song is the name of Hashem, the Yud and the He and the Vav and the Hey, which represents his mercy and unconditional kindness to us. So whatever God is communicating, and we'll see that he does various ways of communicating with us, it's all done from love. Okay, here come the voices. The word kol, which means voice, is said seven times. And the Rashba says that the seven voices, the seven times kol is used, parallel the 7 days of creation. God's voices in nature. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Kol Hashem al Hamayim, Kel HaKavod Hirim Hashem al Mayim Rabim. Hashem's voice is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. Hashem is upon the vast waters. This is a frightening or awesome sound. You can hear the rushing waters. It parallels the first day of creation, when on day number one, God's spirit, Ruach Elokim, hovered over the water. Everything was water. Rashi tells us that this sound reminds us of the splitting of the sea when there was a thundering all night and the waters split. Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Bahadar, Pasuk 4. The voice of Hashem is in strength or within every force. The voice of Hashem is in beauty. On day number 2 of creation, Hashem separated the waters into the upper and lower ones, forcing them to stay separate. Hashem's voice is heard in anything powerful and in all that is beautiful and calm as well. Rashi says that this is referring to Matan Torah, when we receive the Torah. Hashem's voice was very strong, and his voice was heard based on the strength that each person had to hear it, says Rashi. And we did hear it. We heard it very strongly. In fact, we were so awestruck by his force that we literally moved away from the mountain and asked Moshe to please tell us what Hashem says instead of having to listen to it ourselves. So Hashem said to Moshe, "Their request is a good one, and I will give the rest of the commandments to you for you to tell them." However, Rashi explains in Perek Hey Pasuk Yotes 5:19 in Devarim that Hashem still continues to allow the Jewish people to hear his voice. However, it is in a more gentle, subtle, and pleasant way for us to hear it. At Har Sinai, Hashem made his voice so clear that the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos. The whole nation saw his voice. We saw sound. So much so that when Moshe recounts the power and clarity that we felt at Har Sinai, he says, Ata haresa lada'as, you clearly saw to know, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim ein od mavado, that Hashem is the God, there is no one other than him. We do not have this clarity anymore, nor do we want it, as we just saw. However, God's voice continues in every element of nature and every event in history. Our job is to hear that voice. And the truth is, our identity as a nation is the ability to hear Hashem's voice. We say every day twice, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael, Hashem is our God. Hashem is one, or everything. That sounds very similar to what happened at Har Sinai when Moshe tells us, Ata Haresa, you clearly saw to know that Hashem is Elokim, Ein Od Milvado, there is no one else. But now instead of seeing Shema Yisrael, we need to listen. I think this may be the reason that we say this mizmor when we return the Torah to the Aron on Shabbos. Of course we realize that Hashem is sending a message to us when we read the Torah. That's why we read the Torah. However, God's voice doesn't end when we put the Torah away. It continues in every voice we hear or perceive. So let's keep listening. Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Kol Hashem shover arazim vayishaber Hashem es arzei halvanon. Hashem's voice breaks the cedars, and Hashem breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Cedars are the strongest and tallest trees near the land of Israel. The cedars of Lebanon are thought of as the strongest of the cedars. With the downfall of these cedars, we can hear the voice of Hashem. Hashem is communicating to us. Rashi and Radak explain that these cedars represent the nations around us who think that they're so powerful and strong and that they can dictate their will upon us. The Metzudas David says that the cedars are referring to individuals who really believe in their own power. Hashem's voice takes them down. He did in the past, and we heard his voice. He does in the present. Do we hear his voice? And he will in the future. When he decrees that they should come down, they do. And when they do, we hear God's voice. Pasuk 6. Vayarkidem kamo egel levanon v'siryon kamo ven re'emim. And he makes them dance like a calf, Lebanon and Siryon like young oxen. The highest mountains in Lebanon are the Lebanon Mountain and the Siryon Mountain. The Metzudas David says Hashem sent an earthquake, and literally these big mountains moved. They danced. This is what happened at Har Sinai. Haharim tirkadu cha'elim. The mountains danced like rams. However, it's not just about Har Sinai. Mountains don't dance and cedars don't move either. However, if Hashem tells them to dance, they will. Hashem controls nature, and Hashem controls the humans who believe themselves to have ultimate power, and we hear his voice in nature and in history. Pasuk Zayin. Kol Hashem chotzev lahavos esh. God's voice strikes up flames of fire. At Har Sinai, there was lightning, and that was to help us to see that Hashem was the master of the world. The Metzudas David explains this as fire that comes from the heavens in the form of lightning. There are also fires that destroy, and that too is God's communicating to us. Pasuk 8, Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar, Yachil Hashem Midbar Kadesh. Hashem's voice makes the desert tremble, and he made the desert of Kadesh tremble. And we certainly can hear the sounds of Matan Torah, which happened in Kadesh, the desert of Har Sinai. Continuing on, Kol Hashem Yecholel Ayalos, Vayechesof Yaros, Uvehechalo Kulo Omer Kavod. The voice of Hashem frightens the hinds. The hinds are the deer of the forest or the desert, and uproots the forest. Rashi says that this pasuk now takes us into the future. The Jewish people are oppressed by the nations, and the nations stand straight like a deer with such confidence. The females, even stronger than the males, hence the hinds is the female deer. However, Hashem will startle them, and they will lose their strength. Furthermore, their habitat, the forests, will be uprooted. They will no longer feel secure where they are. So while the nations are in an upheaval now, and in his holy abode, uvehechalo kulo omer kavod, and in his holy abode, the Beis HaMikdash, all will proclaim his glory. There will be a renewed honor of Hashem that will emanate from the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't this sound like Shabbos? All during the week, powerful voices of fear, competition, business, and even pleasure fill our lives. But on Shabbos, uvehechalo kulo omer kavod, we pause, reflect, and recognize that everything we experience ultimately reveals the honor and glory of Hashem. Technically, the holy abode, the Heichal, is referring to the Beis HaMikdash that was and will be soon. However, in some way, each Friday night, our homes, wherever they are, turn into an oasis of holiness, transcending the noise of the week. And in our sacred space, we reflect on the glory of Hashem in a deep and meaningful way. Pasuk Yud, Hashem lamabul yashav, vayeshev Hashem melech la'olam. Hashem sits above the flood, and Hashem will sit as king forever. The Metzudas David and the Radak understand this pasuk as Hashem sits alone in the world, above. He sits managing it, just like he was alone managing the world during the flood in the time of Noah, when he destroyed the world. The Malbim explains the flood as a metaphor for the chaos that occurs in the world, or that is occurring in the world. Hashem is above it all. While nature is constantly evolving, our Creator is forever unchanging. In addition, says the Malbim, Hashem is sitting as a judge and presiding over the world. He determines moment by moment what should happen and then wills it to happen. With this, we close Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, Hashem oz li'amo yitein, Hashem yivarech es amo v'shalom. Hashem gives strength to his nation. Hashem blesses his nation with peace. We began the psalm with us giving Hashem strength. Havu l'Hashem kavod v'oz. And we conclude with Hashem giving us strength. Hashem oz li'amo yitein. Who's giving to whom? It's really a circle. When we are aligned with God's presence and can sense his influence in all aspects of our lives, when we hear him communicating to us through everything that's going on, then he will continue to give us the strength to hear his voice. Furthermore, how can we really hear his voice? How do we know about this? Our rabbis explain that the strength that God gives us is the Torah itself, and the memory of Matan Torah, that we receive the Torah, and through that, we know that Hashem is present. The Radak explains that Hashem will give us the strength to defeat our enemies or have our enemies surrender, and that this describes the future time when there will be peace and there will be no war. And I'd like to conclude with a story that's brought down in the Gemara in Zvachim 116a. When Hashem came down to give the Jewish people the Torah, his voice went from one end of the world to the other. And all the nations trembled, and they went to the prophet Bilam and asked him, "What is this great sound? Is there another flood coming? Or is there a great fire that's going to destroy the world?" And Bilam replied, "No, there will be no more global flood, and God will not destroy all of mankind again." "So what is going on?" they asked. And Bilam answered, "God has a great treasure in his treasury. It has been with him from before the time he created the world. He is giving the oz, the strength, to the Jewish people." In the word from the Gemara, he quotes this pasuk, "Hashem oz li'amo yitein." He's giving strength to his nation. And they responded, "Hashem yivarech et amo v'shalom." Hashem should bless his nation with peace. Intuitively, the nations understood that God was giving us the tools to bring peace into the world. So why don't they all support us learning Torah? What happened to their great vision? And I think the answer is in the psalm itself. The Torah gives us the ability, the tools, to recognize Hashem in everything. And so when we really receive the Torah properly, by perceiving Hashem in everything, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we will receive the Torah more fully. We will act differently, speak differently, and think differently. And as a result, we will feel more peace in our own lives, our homes, and our communities. The peace that we have in our own communities will expand, because if we truly receive the Torah properly, we will have peace with the nations around us as well. Ultimately, that is our goal as a Torah nation, to bring peace in the world. May we see the fulfillment of this pasuk very, very soon. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sheri Tapleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.